The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Welcome, I'm Misty Young with the Ocean Mist Power Hour, joined here in the studio today by Sherry Carey Baum.
Hello. Hello. What a great day.
It is a beautiful day. Another gorgeous day here in Brookings Harbor, Oregon, broadcasting to you from KCIW 100.7 FM on the radio dial in Curry County, Oregon, what we like to call the gateway of the Great Pacific Northwest. It is about as far west as you can get in the continental U.S. There are a few places that are further west.
But if you try from our neighborhood, you're going to fall in the ocean.
You're going to fall into the water. That's right. We're in the studio today going to talk about nutrition because that's the thing we love the most. And before we do, let's give a big round of applause and thank you to all the folks behind the scenes at KCIW that make this little station the station that could, that did, that is bringing quality community programming to you right here in Curry County, Oregon. Or if you're coming to us on the podcast from anywhere in the world, any time of day, we welcome you as well. Thank you for being here with us.
Absolutely. What an exciting day. I was hoping we could talk about how to get your families on board.
Love it. Because what we're talking about is whole food plant-based nutrition, right? And when people hear that, first of all, they don't really know what it is. I'll ask you to share what whole food plant-based nutrition is. But then when you start asking people to get their families on board, like when you first started teaching me what to do, and one of the things you told me was, could you add 5 fruits and 5 vegetables every day? And I was like, what? Like, I already eat so much. How in the world could I add that much food? But then you taught me about
crowding out.
That's
right.
Love
that term.
Yeah,
a friend of mine brought that up, and I just love it. Well, let's start with what is whole food plant-based.
Yeah, thank you.
And whole food plant-based is basically non-processed food.
Yes.
So it's the food that you pick from the garden or you buy from the grocery store in the most natural state it can possibly be.
Yes.
So whole grain sprouted bread, if you can find versus white bread.
Yes.
Brown rice that still has all the nutrients to it versus
the
stripped
bran.
Down endosperm.
Right.
Yeah, all those things.
Yes.
Versus white.
Yes.
White rice, which basically has had all the fiber, all the nutrients stripped out of it. And it's pretty much just a simple carb.
Yes.
And remember, simple carbs turn into sugar, right?
Simple carbs are garbage, right?
And right.
If you think about it, it's like garbage. It's garbage.
I like that.
Right. It's highly refined. I mean, especially when you start talking about like white flour, it's highly refined.
Oh, no nutrient in there other than glucose.
Yeah. Right.
So it's really trying to eat basically as clean as you can. It's also no animal products, no oil, which is the one that people go, what?
Right.
What about my olive oil? Yeah. Oh, I love that. The Mediterranean diet. Well, what's good about a Mediterranean diet is the fact that you're eating vegetables and fruit.
Yes.
And good fiber.
Yes.
It doesn't have a lot to do with the oil. Really, truly, what? 1 tablespoon of oil is pure fat, and it's 120 calories.
You know, and when you make the comparison, it's a tablespoon. That's right. So
yep.
You could have, this is just such, I'm so glad you brought that up, because we've talked about it before. If you take a large baked potato, like I'm just holding my hands out in front of me, and I'm making the size of a large baked potato, and that's a big potato, right? It's a big potato.
Yeah. So yummy.
161 calories in a large baked potato.
Right.
You can eat that whole large baked potato and probably take you several minutes, if not maybe 15 minutes to eat that. Many, many, many bites, many mouthfuls, lots of nutrition. Or for just under that amount of calories, you could have 1 tablespoon of oil. One.
And let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So you have a baked potato. It's about 161. And we're not talking little potato here. We're talking the big russet baked potato.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to eat the skin. There's all kind of nutrients with it. But why don't you add a little bit of broccoli, steamed broccoli to it, diced up.
Yes.
And then let's add some salsa.
Yeah.
And a tiny bit of nutritional yeast.
Oh, my gosh.
Yum. I mean, that's a whole meal.
My mouth is watering.
About 200 calories?
If even.
Yeah.
If
right.
even.
and all the nutrients involved between the onions and the garlic and the salsa and the tomatoes and the peppers and the cilantro, right? Mm-hmm. Yum. And then the wonderful healing facts and things that broccoli brings you.
Right. Did you know that if you cut up broccoli about 45 minutes before you use it, the pre-chopping of the broccoli kind of helps the antioxidants to kind of activate? Like there's enzymes and things that start doing their own thing before you eat it. So it's a good strategy to cut it up a little early.
Onions too, garlic too, and then kale and whatnot also. It's just nice to pre-cut it.
Yeah.
And when you cook, it's nice to pre-cut it anyway, because then as you're cooking, you've got everything ready, set, go.
Right.
You know, you're not like, oh, shoot, my onions are burning and I still haven't even done my garlic and the broccoli. It's just a really nice way to make cooking better.
It's kind of how the cooking shows do it, right? They get everything off front of.
It's called, okay, my French is horrible. Okay. Mise en place.
Mise en place.
Mise en place.
Mise en place.
Mise en place. That sounds so great.
It does. It does sound pretty mise en place.
Mise en place. And, but you have everything ready.
Oh, right.
So that it's going to make cooking more enjoyable. So even get little tiny cups, little tiny bowls. Have your seasons ready. Have your garlic cut up, your onion cut up. Everything's set. And then when you cook, it's a pleasure. You're not feeling harassed, stressed. Your kitchen doesn't look like it's gone through an earthquake.
Right, right.
It's just more pleasant for everybody.
You know, what's interesting about that is you're going to cut up everything anyway.
Right.
You're going to cook it all together anyway. So if you just do it in a more methodical and structured approach, it's a little easier.
It is. And guess what? If you do a little extra, put them in a container, and tomorrow's lunch will be even better.
Yeah.
It's called batch cooking, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, planning. Where you plan ahead and you go, well, I have to cut onions anyway, or I have to cut vegetables so that people can grab them. Might as well do 2 days' worth or 3 days' worth.
Yeah.
When my kids were little, I ate a lot of salads, so I always had a big bowl of salad in the refrigerator.
Yeah, me too.
And just pull it out. Didn't have to worry about how much time it would take to do the cutting and whatnot. And remember, it's great if you go out and you pick it and you cut it and then you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? This is reality. Just get those vegetables in.
Just get them in. And when we talk about crowding out strategy, one of the things that's important to consider on this whole baked potato versus a tablespoon of oil thing is a lot of times you might think, oh, I need my salad and I'll drown it in oil. But if you, most people don't put one tablespoon of oil,
no.
Right? It's
who
two
measures
or three.
It?
Yeah. Nobody does, right?
No, it's glug, glug,
glug, glug, glug, glug. Right. And so first of all, those are mindless calories that are going into your body. And we don't really talk about calories on whole food plant-based approach to living. But in this case, I really do want to talk about calories because it's so critically important, right? We don't think about oil. And if we don't think about oil, then we're very mindless about using oil.
Right.
And that wouldn't be so bad if oil wasn't itself so bad for you. But it is a highly inflammatory substance.
It's highly inflammatory and it's pure fat. It's not bringing anything else to the table. No matter what people say, it's really just fat. And it's high calorie. And we don't talk about calories when you're on a whole food plant-based diet because you don't have to. That's
right. That's the glory
to
and
me,
the beauty.
That's the wonderful thing. And if I overeat on air-fried potatoes or I overeat on too many apples or broccoli, I'm not going to gain weight. I may get a little bloated. But I won't gain weight. But my girlfriend brought up the crowded idea because she has a son who hasn't really bought into whole food plant-based. And he's in his 30s now because, you know, we're all old. We all have kids in our 30s,
Some
except
of us have
you.
Grandchildren.
Some of us have not me, but you do. And you share really well, by the
Thank
way.
You.
Thank you for sharing your beautiful grandkids.
They love you so much.
They're like,
so
we're
sweet.
Sharing.
They always want to know what
they think
doing.
I live there, right? Where's that Sherry lady?
I know. They're going to be blown away soon when we take a little road trip and you show up at their house. They're going to be like, what?
I love it. So she's trying to get him on board because, you know, he's gaining weight, especially with everybody in lockdown and he's not getting to exercise as much. And it's hard to keep a positive attitude when you're not going into work, you're not socializing. The Zoom meetings, they're fun, but not really.
It's
like get to business, get it done and get it over with. So she's a bit worried about him and trying to bring in more whole foods. And she said, if I talk to him straight up, we're going to eat more whole foods or you're going to eat more whole foods, he would backtrack so fast. So she's got this plan that I love called crowding out.
Mm-hmm.
So right now she's visiting him is why, you know, the topic is up. But what she's doing is cooking for him because, you know, what mom doesn't want to cook for their
right,
kids.
It's
just kind of what we do.
And what happens too when, I know she's at his house, but when your kids come home, I'm curious if this is what happens. They come to the house.
Yeah.
Hi, mom. Hi, dad. You know, hugs and kisses. Hi, mom. Hi, dad. Hi, Brad. Right. You know, hi, Gary. Hey, me. Whatever. And they do their little rounds and they go straight to the fridge and open it. Does that happen at your house?
Yeah.
Right.
But my favorite thing with my kids is they want to cook with me.
Oh.
And they are so messy, Misty. They drive me crazy.
Nuts.
I am not obsessive compulsive. I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not.
Your
I
house
like a
is
clean
phenomenally
house.
Clean.
Well, because I feel more comfortable in a clean
house.
And I mean, if
wonderful.
You look in drawers, you'll see my dirty stuff.
Okay, all right.
I got disarray. I've got crumbs.
Note to self, find the disarray. Note to self, I'm looking around. There is no disarray in this home.
That you can see.
Not that I can see.
If you go in those drawers over there, you'll be like, what the heck?
Oh.
Anyway. They're a mess.
Yeah.
And they drive me crazy.
And they come in the kitchen and they drive you crazy.
Oh, they use every pot, every pan, every bowl. They don't seem to remember about washing dishes. But anyway, I love them to death and
I
love cooking with them.
Yes.
One of them's vegan and then the other, Amy, is, I would have to say, she won't admit it, but she's probably about 95% vegan.
Yeah.
She really is. She doesn't need a lot of animal products.
Yeah.
But her son is still pushing back.
Yeah, your girlfriend's
son. My girlfriend.
Son. Yeah.
Yeah. Really pushing back. So she started this crowding out.
Yeah.
So more vegetables, more side dishes that don't have animal fat or high fat in them.
Right.
Right. So let's talk about our baked potato with the broccoli and the salsa.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to fill you up. So do you really need a rack of ribs or a T-bone or whatever else?
Mm-hmm.
People who like to eat meat eat.
Yeah.
I know. That was so condescending. I'm so sorry.
No. I get it. I totally get it. And if you do crowd out, you know, there's a lot of people that are participating with us here.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, on the podcast or via other means that are still eating animal products.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And
absolutely.
And what I love about you, I'm so much more cut and dry. And like somebody says, well, what should I do? I want to say, look, if you went to your doctor and you had lung cancer, and you were a smoker and you said, well, doc, what should I do? The doc's not going to say, well, try to cut back on your cigarettes. The doc's going to say, you need to quit smoking right now, right? And so, but you are so compassionate. So when people say, well, what should I do? You're like, well, try to make an effort, try to crowd out. And I'm like, stop eating meat, stop eating animals, stay away from the cheese, you know, back down from the sour cream.
That's why we're such a good team. We're like yin and yang.
Yes, we are.
Chi Chi and Chong. Oh, no.
No, not Chi Chi and Chong. That's awesome. Oh, my God.
We're not.
Oh,
but I mean,
funny.
We both bring a certain energy to the table.
Yeah.
And the energy is really nice for different people.
Yeah.
So if I was talking to my friend's son, I couldn't say that because he would get a little uncomfortable or and push back. She said that. When she pushes him hard, he pushes back. So she's crowding out. And I love that. So in other words, start slow. When people have asked us, and we've talked about it on the radio, where should I start? Add 5 fruits and vegetables into your day.
Right. And put them
just
at the beginning.
That.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, put them at the beginning. Because you crowd out. That's
you crowd
what you do.
Out.
You crowd out. What I like to do, you know me, I've talked about this before. I have a pretty big appetite.
Me too, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I can eat.
Yeah, but you're like a beanpole, which is interesting and awesome and inspiring.
Are you implying I have a teenage boy figure?
No, I'm implying that you're very thin and you're very attractive.
I'm long and lean.
You're long and lean, and you've made it your business to eat the kinds of foods that support a lean body, right? And so, and you've helped me do that too. So when you started talking to me about eat 5 fruits and vegetables, and I was like, what? I can't possibly do that. What I do, my strategy, in addition to crowding out, is to front load my calories.
Nice.
Front load my food, right? So in the mornings, For example, this morning, you know I'm a burrito girl. Everybody probably gets sick of hearing that.
Man. But her burritos, though, are good.
Right. They're super good. And so the burrito this morning was filled with red quinoa, black beans, and corn.
Wow. And top salsa. It off with salsa. Yeah. So you've got so much healthy food in there. So much protein to keep you going for the longer day. I mean, that's just crazy. And the fiber. Yeah. And the phytonutrients. Yeah. And I know you make your own salsa, so it's even fresher and amazing.
So yeah, it was good. But in addition to that, then, you know, when I start thinking about, I want something sweet, which I do. I have those cravings,
yeah.
right?
Everybody
I'm a human being. Right. I have cravings. Right. So I reach for grapes. I reach for oranges. Yeah. I reach for apples. I make my own applesauce.
And it is sweet. Once you stop bombarding your taste buds and your taste with sugar and salt, in fact, you actually taste the fruit, and it's sweet. It's delicious.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no doubt that bananas are better for you than Butterfingers.
I like that.
But when you think about it, when you just sort of stop and you're still like in the midst of eating all the, what I like to call garbage, right? It's garbage food, the garbage that we normally eat on a regular basis, including Snickers bars and whatever else, other candy. When you get the garbage out, and you start putting the whole foods in, bananas are really flavorful.
They're really good.
Apples.
I have to say, when you were talking about Snickers and Butterfingers, I was like, when did I last have one of those?
I know.
I think it's been years
years. Yeah, it's been years.
Somebody gave me a Hershey's Kiss, and I ate it, and it just tasted like table sugar. I mean, it was really unpleasant.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Isn't
I didn't
that weird?
Get it.
You know, recently, oddly enough, it wasn't for a radio or a podcast or anything. We still always mostly only talk about food.
Oh, yeah.
We're private together. We're like, did you make this? Did you try that?
Yeah.
We were talking recently about things that we loved, that we used to love, right? And do you remember one of the candy bars we both said, payday?
Yeah. Payday.
Well, you can make your own payday that is freaking unbelievable. Really? Yes. You cut open a medjool date.
Oh.
You take out the little seed. You stuff in two or three dry roasted peanuts.
Oh, so you've got that little salty.
Uh-huh. And you don't even need to put anything else
with
it.
And you know, you could get dark chocolate cocoa chips.
Yeah. Carob chips, you mean? Or just dark chocolate?
Or just dark chocolate.
Yeah, dark chocolate.
You know, with
vegan chips.
Vegan chips.
Throw two of those in there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, listen to me. I'm like, what?
You get one napkin. That's all you get. You get one chip. Hey, that's all you really need, right, to satisfy a craving. And those medjool dates,
they're so good. They're so good. And bring those out. So if you're crowding out food, why don't you do that? I mean, for families, I always say, have fruit available. At my house, usually there's two bowls of fruit.
Yes.
There's always fruit available. Yeah. Just grab it.
What are some of your faves?
Probably apples. Right now we have an apple tree that's just starting to turn.
Nice.
But love apples, pears, Asian pears.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Asian pears are my favorite.
Yeah.
Bananas. Not really a citrus girl.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I use lemons and limes in my cooking, but really not.
You don't go buy those little bags of tangerines or anything like
that. Try to, but they go bad.
Yeah.
Nobody eats them. So I'm like, love grapes, love berries. Have berries every morning. This morning for oatmeal, I cut up two apples really small, cooked them with the oatmeal, and then topped it with a good cup of
blueberries. I knew that was coming.
Hey, brain health.
That's right. And really, if you want to talk about crowding out, it really depends on what you put around you, because what you put into your environment is what you're going to put into your body.
And if you think about it, a serving, and I know we've talked about this before, but a serving of oatmeal is a quarter cup dry.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I want more than that.
Yeah.
My stomach, I'm a volume eater, kind of like a density eater.
Right.
I like that volume and that weight.
Really full. Mm-hmm.
My stomach and that stretching.
Yep,
So how do you stretch a quarter cup of oatmeal?
Apples.
Blueberries. Right? Pears, blueberries.
Flax
all these
seeds.
Things. Yeah, flax seeds definitely for the omega-3. I always have flax seeds in my freezer just for daily.
Yeah,
for the
we do too. And what I like about flax seeds is they kind of feel like they expand a little bit somehow.
Well, chia seeds certainly do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. But I mean, by the time I'm done making my oatmeal, you've probably probably got 2 cups of food.
Right.
Right? A cup and a half to two cups.
It's a large serving.
Typically, your stomach can hold anywhere from 1 to 2 cups of food before you overextend it, right? Yeah. So it's a perfect volume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen,
oh, that's great.
It's the perfect volume.
That's great. I love it. Well, your girlfriend who is trying to help her
crowd out,
that's the strategy that works, right?
So right.
If you make food that is delicious, people are attracted to it.
Right.
Right. And if they're not having to cook it themselves, they're more likely to eat it anyway. And then they don't go, well, where's the greasy eggs and bacon?
Right. Right. So if you already have it pre-planned, part of a daily food.
Ritual, really, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have to tell you, there are some times where we might eat more beans and rice and I'm going, I need vegetables. And
right.
I have to laugh at myself. How silly that someone who has a whole food plant-based diet is going, I'm not eating enough vegetables. People roll their eyes, by the
right.
way, when I
yeah,
say
I
that.
Know. They would roll their eyes at me, too.
Yeah. But I have to say, when you say I'm long and lean, I don't think you quite said it that way, but...
Well, you did.
I lost 30 pounds and have kept it off for 5 years.
That's
so
awesome.
I wasn't long and lean before.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really have curves. It felt like I just gained weight from my eyebrows down. It was more...
You were more stocky or just...
Yeah, like
more
a tree
fluffy.
Trunk. I mean, I really do gain... Some people gain weight in one area or another area. I was one of those people that just gained it from...
Top to bottom. Yeah.
Eyebrows down.
Eyebrows down. Eyebrows to toes.
Absolutely. And 30 pounds on my frame is a lot.
Yeah.
It really is. It really made me feel like I was freeing up. I stopped wearing clothes that were bulky and hid myself. I found that when I was weighing a bit more, I didn't really think about it and I didn't acknowledge it, but all my clothes were black and bulky.
So I'm
baggy.
Sitting over here wearing black socks, black Levi's,
that's a
black shirt.
Outfit. That's a gorgeous outfit. But that was my
your
mainstay.
Yeah.
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 Everything was baggy.
Yes.
And then it didn't help. Once I started losing weight, I'm also frugal. So I wasn't going to buy clothes till I figured out what weight my body was going to adjust to.
Right.
So then they were baggier.
They're even baggier. You're having to use belts to keep them on. And
you know, you'd be like, wait, where are my panties?
Shimmy, shimmy.
Oh, they're by my knees. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Pull those dang things back up because I couldn't keep them up. But yeah. It's been a really healthful diet. My blood sugars are great. My cholesterol is great. My blood pressure is what it was in my 20s.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we always talk about the sad. We talk about this transition of from sad to glad. And just today, we kind of came up with a new phraseology that I really like. We talk about sad, the standard American diet, kind of in a way that we say, you know, this has been America's number one greatest export, right?
Right.
And I'm saying that tongue in cheek because I think it's kind of a sucky export that, you know, you can go to KFC and McDonald's everywhere in China and in India and in all these places around the world, and you've seen a correspondent increase in obesity in those same places, right? So all the Western diet type stuff, the fast food, the high salt, the high fat, the high sugar, the high cholesterol that we've exported in the term of being the standard diet of the wealthier nation, blah, blah, blah. Also comes with the standard American diseases in those places,
right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Diabetes is skyrocketing in India and China. And I watched a documentary. I can't think of the name of it, but it was talking about the marketing and how the families were excited about going to these American fast food restaurants. I mean, that was like their evening out.
Yeah, that was a big deal for them.
And it was for me when I was a little girl,
of
right? You only got to go to McDonald's or A&W. We only had two places in my small town that I grew up in. But you could only go there maybe twice a year, you know?
Right.
Honestly,
and now
there wasn't that extra budget.
But people eat at those places now in a lot of cases
all the time.
Twice a day.
Ooh.
Twice a day. Like they'll swing by and pick up a something, McCholesterol, McSodium for breakfast. And then in the afternoon, I don't know, they're having a biggie size of something. But here's the thing. So you start with the standard American diet. And you end up with the standard American diseases.
You do.
We would love to see people transition from And we're hoping to encourage and continue to encourage people to transition from the standard American diet to the glowing lifestyle we all deserve.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's what it comes down to. A glowing lifestyle that we all deserve. Maybe it's even a glowing lifestyle we all desire. Maybe not everyone desires glowing, robust health, limping and not leaping, you know, having energy and stamina and being able to play and grow and do things and jump on the floor with your grandkids. Maybe not everybody wants that, but we all deserve it.
We do.
All deserve it. Everyone deserves a chance to be healthy, to be free, to have energy, to have stamina, to not have brain fog.
And absolutely.
That's what I think is this. That's what drives me in this whole mission,
yeah.
Right? I mean, if you were to say to me, you're like, look, our personalities are really different, Misty. You're hard driving and this and that. I am driven
to
help people understand they don't have to have diabetes. Well, it's reversible.
And that's always what I go back to. So I do like your drive. And I think it's exhilarating. And I think people enjoy it. And it's fun. Right? Instead
right.
of my like,
rah, rah, rah. No,
you know,
your part
I'm low key.
Is critical.
I'm low key. But I think we can't offer things. People can't grow. They can't change. They can't be role models for their families unless they know what it's about.
Exactly.
And that's what this program is about.
Right. And you know what? That's what I appreciate. Earlier, I heard you say something to the effect of, if I'm going to share information with people, I want to make sure it's right.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So, I mean, before we started today, you were looking up how many calories are in a tablespoon of oil. Well,
absolutely.
We both know it's 120, right?
And one serving of cheese is the size of two die.
That's right.
Die?
I think you say die.
Die.
When it's two, it's die, yeah. Which is weird because, you know, is it asparagus? And if there's more than one asparagus, is it asparagi?
Yeah.
Is it?
And only guys get to eat it.
Is there a hippopotamus and a hippopotami? I don't know. These things I do not know, but
get
I wonder.
Very, very confusing. And that is what the marketplaces are doing to us.
Right.
Sorry, guys. I have to always bring it back to the
you're
whole food
right.
diet.
And you're right. And that's the thing. Confusion reigns in the marketplace. And what do we know about confused people? They do
nothing.
Yeah.
But so we want to talk about how to bring our family into it. First, we talked about crowding out
yes.
the bad food, the animal
yep.
food, the processed food,
yep.
the crud food. So the second thing we want to say is you can start really early.
Mm-hmm.
Children like vegetables until you tell them they don't.
Right.
And if they don't like peas, which, hey, I'm on board with that. But
you don't like peas.
Hate peas. And, ooh, if people put them in my food, I pick them out.
Is
I'm
that
one
right?
of those people.
You're one of those people.
Even
you pick
at
them out.
60, I still pick them out.
That is so weird. Do you think there's like some heinous memory repressed in
Probably.
Your body about peas?
Probably. But if they don't like peas, that's okay. There's broccoli. There's zucchini.
Right.
There's all kinds of wonderful vegetables out there. Just keep introducing them.
That's exactly the strategy. Keep introducing, keep introducing. You'll find a rhythm. Not everybody loves broccoli. Look, there's
really?
Whole food plant-based people. No, there's some people, even whole food plant-based people that just don't like broccoli. And that's okay. You don't like peas, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
kale. Love kale.
Yeah, you love kale. I'm trying to think if there's any. I don't really care for sweet potatoes. And most whole
you know,
food plant-based people are like,
hard.
What?
No, I'm the same way. I try hard to get on sweet potatoes,
yeah.
you know. And I make them and I'll hide them in salads because they're so good for you.
Right.
But are they my go-to? No.
No.
And I feel bad that they're not. I feel like they're a neglected.
Yeah, I feel that way too. Like I need to figure out how to involve them in my life somehow. But we can't involve
you
them.
You could send them an invitation to dinner.
Maybe I'll make sweet potato fries. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make half those fries that we're going to make a dinner tomorrow night. We're going to do a joint dinner for some friends that are coming in. And we've already decided what we're serving, right? We're going to make those tempeh bacon. They're not bacon. So I like to call
right.
them tempehcon, right? So it's tempehcon sandwiches. So BLTs.
Right. And tempeh is a wonderful product. It's
yes.
a fermented, typically from soybeans.
Yeah.
So good for you. High protein, high fiber, really
yeah.
a wonderful product.
Yeah.
You just have to steam it and then just
saute it. Really. You steam
yeah,
it a little
I
bit.
Yeah, I steam it ahead of time because
right.
sometimes it has a little bit of a bitter.
And do you cut it first or steam it whole?
Either one.
Either
and
one.
I just do it in the microwave.
I
just a little
like
water
a
in a bowl.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
takes out that bitter taste. And then you just cut it up kind of like bacon.
Right, into little slices, yep.
And throw on some seasonings. It's really delicious.
It is so good.
A little bit of maple syrup, because everybody loves that.
Right.
I like spice, so I add a little bit of chili, little bit of low-salt soy sauce. If you have smoke, what else do you
add? Liquid smoke, a little tiny bit of black pepper, and a little bit of nutritional yeast.
Yeah, that's nice.
Did you ever used to use a little tiny bit of tomato paste? Do I remember that? You could. Yeah.
You know me. Unfortunately, my recipes change on a whim.
I know. Mine do too. But that, when you make that tempeh, Gary actually asks me to make that.
Oh,
he's like,
I love it.
Could you make those bacon things that you make without bacon? I'm like, yeah. So we're going to make that for guests. I think tomorrow I'll get a couple of sweet potatoes along with that huge batch of russet potatoes that I have.
We bought 60 pounds.
And we did. We bought a huge case of potatoes and we split it. But I think I'll make half and half sweet potatoes and half russets. Just for the listeners to know, you know, the strategy is, how do you make potatoes in the oven and roast them and make them sort of slightly crispy? Well, we're going to mix them in a tiny, tiny bit of tahini.
Right, so tahinis are just ground up sesame seeds.
Just ground up sesame seeds. And the thing about tahini that's neat is it's got a little bit of a flavor to it.
A little savory,
but it will make my seasonings adhere. So I'm going to put some salt, pepper,
and
garlic,
crisp up
and
faster if you're impatient. Yeah.
That's right.
Do you want me to make some vegan mayo?
I love mayo
on a BLT.
Yeah, I do too. That would be so nice.
Eat a BLT without mayo.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, guys, that was a diversion.
But it's a helpful diversion.
It's our
diversion.
Fun diversion. So start early. Get your kids to try different things and keep trying. Don't give up. Don't go, oh, well, he won't eat anything but mac and cheese out of a box. Don't do that.
Right.
Because kids are actually really receptive to whole foods and healthy foods if you bring it in.
Well, they're 100%
it has to be in the house.
On you.
Right.
Right. They can't walk to the fridge. They can't drive through the drive-thru. They can't go to the grocery store. So if they're strung out on junk foods, it's your fault. I hate to say that, but you did it to them. You can undo it to them.
And now this is Sherry. We're all rushed. We're all overwhelmed. TV's a battle. Marketing's a battle.
Yep.
So we know that. We really do know that. And compassion in trying to help your kids adjust. Because we worry about our kids. And if they don't eat because they're like, I don't like it, we all kind of panic and, well, what will you eat?
Right.
But just keep trying. Always have it there. Don't
always
give up.
Always something new to introduce.
And ask them. One of the best things for my kids was to actually get them to cook. Once they started cooking, I mean, and I'm talking young.
Little.
They wanted to be a part of it. So make pizza with whole wheat dough and no cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They can add whatever vegetables they want. It could be little bitty pizzas. You can do a smorgasbord of tomatoes, bell peppers. Oh, you want zucchini? Sure, why not?
Right,
you know, you want
olives,
an avocado?
Mushrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet.
Know, let them use their imagination. You want to try apple? Why not?
Why not? If people put pineapple on pizza.
Right.
What the heck?
I mean, it's like, let kids be creative with their food, and then they're going to eat more of it. They're going to own it instead of the other way. We had a rule at our house.
Yeah.
This is how come they cook so early.
Okay.
You either cook or you clean.
It's your choice, but you will participate.
So let me tell you, at 10, we're having whatever for dinner. Okay.
Right.
So you bring them into it.
I love it.
Ask them, what's your favorite thing? Okay, if it's mac and cheese, we can find you, and you can go on the internet and find this easily too, a whole food plant-based cheese sauce.
It is so good.
It's
oh
delicious. It's rich. It's creamy. It's easy to do. Start them on whole wheat pasta. If your kids and your family are pushing back about whole wheat pasta or brown rice, start it up where it's a quarter brown rice, 3/4 white. 2 weeks later, it's now half brown, half white.
Yep.
2 weeks later, it's 3/4. Same way with pasta. I know. I'm deceased. I
so
trick
easy.
Them.
I mean, I'm so not that way. I'm like, this is what I made, and you will eat it, or you will be hungry, or you can go cook for your own dang self.
Yeah, I did do a little
so
bit of
good.
That. My daughter learned how to make quesadillas pretty early, which is not, I mean, I wish she wasn't making cheese quesadillas, but that was it. So,
you know, I want to share one of my favorite potluck strategies because especially for kids, this is a really great way to bring kids on board, right? So if you want to get kids into how to have a whole food plant-based pizza, get whole wheat healthy English muffins.
Oh, that's a fun choice.
It's a really fun thing. Yep. So you take, you know, 6 English muffins and cut them in half. Now you have 12 little mini pizzas. You put your pizza sauce on them and you add whatever. You put out your little bowls, all your little mise en place bowls, right?
Mise en place.
Let the children make their own pizzas. So those are great just to have around the house, of course, or to have for dinner. But they're super fun to take to a potluck. Yeah. And no, you don't need cheese. No, you don't need greasy pepperoni or sausage or any of that stuff. People are going to eat them. Because they're attractive.
And they make them.
You know,
it's so much fun for kids to make their food. It's like making Play-Doh. It's all those other things.
It's
they
so much
love
fun.
Being a part of it.
I have a question for you. Can you talk about why? Why do you care about whole wheat versus white pasta? Why? I mean, why should I have whole wheat pasta or whole wheat bread? What's the difference between that and white?
Can you see my eyes getting bigger?
I see your eyes getting bigger and bigger.
Well, the whole difference is, get that, the whole difference.
No, yeah, I get the whole difference.
The difference is when you're talking whole wheat, it's actually the wheat. It's not been stripped of its nutrients.
Right.
It's got everything. It's got the fiber, it's got the phytonutrients. Along with the fiber, when you chew it up and it goes into your tummy and then it gets broken down into sugar through your small intestines, it doesn't, bam, hit your blood sugar and spike it high, which spikes your insulin. It doesn't start that because it's attached to fiber, so it's released much slower.
Right.
You don't have your highs and your lows.
Right, so there's there's no crash. There's no sugar crash.
And with children, that matters. I mean, how many times have you seen a child that just completely lost it? Everybody's like, well, what's wrong with the kid?
Well, they just had a big jelly sandwich on white bread. You know?
And their blood sugar. That's why they're bouncing.
Right.
And now suddenly they're screaming their heads off
because
they're losing it because their blood sugar drops. I mean, I'm a little bit like that myself.
You get cranky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing makes me more angry than when I go out with a bunch of meat eaters and for breakfast they'll have bacon and sausage and eggs and all this big, heavy, fat food and white bread and they'll smear butter all over it. And I'm eating my tofu or my kale or my avocado sandwich on a whole wheat, right?
Yeah.
3 hours, you're hungry.
Yeah.
Right? Because I haven't eaten a boatload of fat that's just sitting in my intestines. And I'm like, I'm hungry. Oh, we're not hungry yet. Well, then you guys can watch me eat.
Because I'm going to stop and eat. Well, plus that, you're not also dealing with all those fats and inflammatory processes happening, the cytokine storm that's happening in your body, right? No, I think I've heard it called an adipose storm, right? Because isn't it adipose
tissue?
It's
just fat. Yeah. Right, adipose.
Anyway, you're not having that storm of fats and inflammation in your body that also caused those food comas and that sluggishness.
Absolutely.
So you're still alert and you're vibrant.
And I've been moving a lot faster than them. Yeah. Their food is just sitting in there. And I'm like, oh, let's do this. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And then I go, hey, I'm hungry now.
They're like, dude, we're camping. So we have 3 meals a day. We have our ham, bacon, and sausage for breakfast. We have our hot dogs for lunch and our steaks for dinner. You're like, no.
I plan ahead. I usually either make them stop or I bring my own. But long story short, start early. Start planning family meals. Mm. Wouldn't that be nice to say, okay, let's all sit down. Tell me what you want.
Yeah.
And if they go, well, we want meatloaf. We want mac and cheese. Guess what? Go on Google and go whole food plant-based meatloaf.
Yep.
Whole food, plant-based mac and cheese. You can find it. So get their favorite foods, get them involved, and then let's make it healthy instead of harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Children are getting issues not only with obesity and diabetes, type 2 diabetes is showing up more and more in our kids, but I want you to remember that when the men came back and women came back from Vietnam and they had to do autopsies at 18 to 21, 22, they already had plaque formation in their blood vessels.
Mm.
So we know that the way we're eating is harming our health.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do that to our families if possible.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, I really think it's a great idea to lead by example.
Yeah, totally agree.
You know what? Mm-hmm. They're watching you eat. They're watching how you feel. How many friends have you had that go, oh, I want to do what you're doing, Misty. You've lost 19 pounds.
Yes.
I want to look like you.
Yes.
Or look at your skin. It's glowing.
Yes.
You don't even need makeup anymore.
Right, yeah.
Right?
True.
How many friends? I mean, I've had quite a few friends switch over, and I don't nag. I just say, this is the way I eat.
Yep.
And, you know, I do my best with influencing them, but I don't, like, say anything other than, well, I've lost 30 pounds, kept it off 5 years.
That being an example, you know, being a light to your family, being an example in your community and making a difference in people's lives just by showing up that way is so impactful.
Isn't it
so valuable? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so much pushier than you,
though. Yeah, but you usually have me hanging out with you going, but it's okay.
Down.
You can do it Misty's way, or you could do it this way.
You can do it
Sherry's
in a kinder, way. Compassionate
way,
right?
I don't think it's that you're not compassionate. You're just so excited about it that you want to share it.
I do.
And that's all it stems from is love and caring.
Yeah,
and everybody knows that. So we tease each other about our different personalities, but I think that's what we value about each other is how we handle things differently. I mean, I learn from you all the time.
I learn from you constantly.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you were another Sherry, if you were a mini me, that wouldn't be so much fun. It'd be like, I've lived with myself 60 years. I don't need another Sherry hanging about.
I'm so excited about the future, you know, and helping people and sharing this message and seeing them live a life of joy and of health
movement,
and
vitality,
of movement, right? I mean, when
vibrance.
You see all these commercials on TV, right? I mean, I don't watch TV, but I hear it sometimes in the background. And it's like, did you know the federal government can help you get your own mobility scooter,
right?
Call 1-800-THE-SCOOTER-STORE. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, people don't need those things.
Or if you see somebody driving around on their scooter and they've got a 64-ounce soda pop bottle.
Yeah.
But the other thing to help introduce your family is do a movie night.
Fun.
Isn't that a great idea, though, to have a movie night that talks about health, animals, things like that? So watch The Age, because some of them are pretty tough.
I mean,
you really have to know what you're watching. But if you have teenagers or whatnot, that's certainly a good age for them. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, I thought was interesting. Do you remember that one?
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's pretty good. I think you can even get it on YouTube now.
Mm-hmm.
Fork Over Knives, of course.
Yeah, Forks Over Knives, yep.
Food Matters,
yep.
Fed Up, Hungry for a Change.
Yeah.
All of these. And, of course, the newer one. What is it? The one about the athletes.
Oh, the Game Changers.
Oh, my gosh.
That was such a good movie.
That's a great movie for men to watch.
Yeah, it is.
Well, because it doesn't focus on animal rights. So you get a lot of people that really don't want to hone in about animal rights. You get a lot of people that may be drawn into it.
Right.
Because of that athletic
side of it. The athletic component,
right?
They're talking a lot in that movie about recovery.
Right.
And about preparation and about stamina and energy.
And star athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, the star athletes that are going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it? The tennis player, Serena Williams.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, have you ever seen her play?
Oh,
I've never seen
intense.
In person, but holy moly.
She's intense.
She is so good.
Is she whole food plant-based?
Yes, she is.
Nice.
Lewis Hamilton, who is the world-renowned race car driver. He's like, hasn't lost. He's still on top all the time.
Mm.
He went whole food plant-based. And
he said
his time, his movements, everything just have done wonderful with it. And then my favorite is Richard Vrull, which we've talked about him
Rich.
A lot.
Yeah, he's
amazing. The guy can do 5 triathlons in 7 days.
Right. He does it in a week. That's pretty crazy.
Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it.
No, but he does that because he's a whole food plant-based eater, and he's very committed to eating clean for his body. And his whole story is amazing, you know, going from 50 pounds overweight. And he would tell you himself that he checked himself into an institution battle with his addictions. But he says it wasn't just like a little fun institution. He checked himself into a mental institution to deal with his own addictions. And when he came out, He said he was a different person. And I mean, he will tell you, if you go look up Rich Roll, look up his podcast, he says, I hung out with druggies and crack addicts and heroin peeps, and these are my peeps.
And now look at him.
Now look at him. Like he's on the world stage.
Oh, yeah. He is so amazing. That's a great movie. That's the newest one, I think, that's come out. Another one is Plant Pure Nation.
Yep. And of course, there's the original sort of the guy that did the whole experiment on his body. Remember the guy that did Supersize Me?
Oh, that's right.
Right. And he went to like for 30 days. He made his decision. I'm going to go to McDonald's every day for 30 days. And he did something crazy, like, if they offer an upgrade, I have to take it.
Right.
I have to try two or three different menu. And he had this whole regimen about how he was going to do it. Well, he gained a massive amount of weight in 30 days. His numbers were off the chart. His cholesterol went bad.
The doctor said, you got to stop.
You got to stop.
He did a second one recently about chicken products.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No,
it's on YouTube, too.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. I love those movies. They kind of inspire me to keep going. I mean, I don't need inspiration, but they just make me feel good.
They underscore what you're doing and why you're doing it. And so if you did have a movie night and you did sit down with kids and you did show them these things, and maybe they did watch The Game Changers, which is fun because it's a current, modern movie.
There's nothing scary.
Nothing scary about it. It's only educational and informational. And in fact, The Game Changers went from introduction to the number one documentary ever released on the Apple iTunes platform.
So I think it's on Netflix right now,
it
but
sure
it's a
is.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Food Inc. is on Netflix too. So all of those, just air pop some popcorn.
Yep.
Cuddle up, light a fire. And have a movie night,
a
movie night that really makes a difference in your life, your health, your children's life.
A movie night that matters.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, a movie night that matters. That's fun.
But I think it's really a good thing to do. Take your family to a garden. Start a garden with your family. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be big. You can start a garden, a salad garden, where it's just a pot with some lettuce starters, green onions. Mm-hmm. Radishes.
Where do you get that stuff? Do you start it from seed or does it have to be a certain time of year? I mean, we're recording this at the beginning of fall.
So you could do kale and you could do the heavier greens because it's cooler. But usually you're going to do it in the spring.
In the spring.
Can do it from seeds or you can go to your local nursery and
so
get
you can
starters.
Go to a nursery or you, like if you want seeds, I guess you can order seeds online, right?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
like every kind of seed. I bet you could order live plants online too.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
I mean, if you wanted plant starters. That's how I started my garden this year. I did it with plant starts from AzureStandard.com.
Those are good plants,
they
too.
Were good
I've got to say. They did a really good job. I got a bunch of cabbage and broccoli plants from them also.
Yeah.
I know I'm doing spinach right now. Spinach is wonderful in salads.
No kidding. And is it producing for
well,
you?
It's only about an inch
it's still
big
tiny.
Right now.
Yeah.
So I do go out there and clip it every once in a while.
I love it though. You have a lot of trees on your property.
A lot of
trees.
Right.
And so you're really having, one time you told me, well, at our house, because we have so many trees, we have to chase the sun.
We do.
So instead of having like a 20 by 20, this is our garden plot, you have little gardens all over
everywhere,
your property.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Not quite as organized and pretty as you think because, you know, you've got straggly tomatoes here and cabbage here. And,
yeah. Kale going out the wazoo
and
at the bottom
tell
of the yard.
You, yeah. You go for a hike when you want to go harvest.
But that's okay. That's an additional, you know, opportunity for your lifestyle to have improvement, right?
Exactly. I like
that. I love
that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good. I do like it. We didn't think about that when we bought the property. You know, when you're buying a new house, you don't
think about
don't
where
think
am I
about
put my
everything.
Garden.
Yeah. You or you think this is where I'm going to do it. And then you start living there and you go,
that's not going to work.
That's not working at all.
It's funny because when we bought our house, never in my wildest dreams did I think I would plant a garden. I'm going to tell you something. I'm making an admission. I'm ratting myself out. Here we go. I used to think gardens were dorky.
Really?
I did. I thought they were dorky.
Excuse me.
I know.
I've been gardening since I was a little girl.
I'm sorry.
Literally. I have a funny story. I had an older sister, way older. She felt like really older. She was a teenager and I was a little thing. And I planted tomatoes. in my garden. You know, I know where this is going.
Yep, I knew.
And I had tomatoes in my garden, you know, and I took care of them. And my sister asked me if she could plant her own tomatoes in between mine. And I was like, yeah, of course you can.
Oh, yeah. You're like loving and gentle. And you're like, that sounds great,
sister. That's so exciting. You want a garden with me. And I remember I felt so very sad for her because she never got tomatoes on her plants. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet those tomato plants smelled so good.
They were a bit odd.
A little skunky, maybe.
And this was back in the 60s. So you can think what you want.
Yeah, but you think what you want. Well, you know what? Here's what I think now. I think gardens are pretty amazing. They're pretty awesome. And it was thanks to having met you and thanks to your example and the systems that you've taught me over the year we've now been friends that I did plant a garden with your guidance.
You did so well.
I did. So I did so good. And I have a few things that are still coming out to harvest. I've got artichokes on the way, still a few more tomatoes. I've got jalapenos in the garden.
Oh, wow.
I've done all the potatoes are all done. There's still broccoli out there. The cauliflower's plants got big, but they never gave me any vegetables.
Flowers?
Yeah. I don't know what happened there, but the plants got really big.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of different things. And now I realize the value of the garden is the idea that you can walk out there, pick something and eat it.
Isn't that exciting that you grew?
Yeah.
That
and
you
the
nurtured.
Health factor, yeah. The antioxidants, the phytonutrients. I mean, I'm literally taking sunshine from the plant and putting
and
it into my body.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, before we go.
All right.
I don't know if we're at that time
yet. Yeah, we're good. We got a little bit longer.
All right. I want to challenge listeners to two action items.
Okay. Challenge away.
Challenge. This is a challenge. Dun, dun, dun. Now you guys are having to participate in dun, our dun, radio dun. Show. So the first one is, I want you to look up a favorite dinner and change it to whole food plant-based. Okay. So whether it's that mac and cheese or that meatloaf or stew. Did you know you can make stew without meat?
Oh, yeah.
You can make chili without meat.
Yes.
So I want you to look at your favorite meal and revamp it. Just try it.
Just try it.
Right? Broccoli soup doesn't have to have cheese. You can mm-hmm. put nutritional yeast and it's just as yummy.
Mm.
The second thing I really want people to do is sit down with your family, the family that you cook for, whoever that may be. It could be roommates, it could be your children, it could be your spouse, whoever. We don't care. And talk about a little bit of why you want to incorporate more fruit and vegetables and eat more of a whole food plant-based diet and mm-hmm. have more of a whole food plant-based lifestyle. Because I believe that this lifestyle is the most loving thing you can do for those you care about.
Oh my gosh. No
Isn't it?
Kidding. Yeah.
Rather
really,
than take
really
them, you know, don't take them to McDonald's. Bring them home and give them a whole food plant-based burger.
Mm-hmm.
Lentils, mushrooms, and tempeh with mm-hmm. some tomato paste and some seasonings. It's a wonderful burger.
It really is a wonderful
it is,
burger.
Or a BLT, yeah. a tempeh BLT.
Yeah.
But just sit down with your family and say, the reason I want to bring these changes into our home is because I love you and I want you around.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at what most families are dealing with now, you know, with diabetes and overweight and obesity and heart disease and kidney problems, and the list goes on and on of all these chronic diseases. Again, the standard American diet yields the standard American diseases,
right?
The standard American disabilities, the standard American death, all these
Absolutely.
sad outcomes from the standard American diet, which is full of high fat, high salt, high sugar, and lots of cholesterol and animal
no
products.
Fiber.
No fiber. And when you say, I want something different,
right.
You know, if you want to get something different, you have to do something different, right?
You do.
Right. And so I love your idea of find a favorite meal and yep. swap it.
Play
and,
with
you know,
it.
We gave you a great idea here today. Take a pizza and
right.
have your kids make some whole wheat English muffin mini pizzas. You know,
Absolutely.
They'll have fun with it. Or it doesn't have to be kids. I mean, Gary loves it when I tell him, what are we having for dinner tonight? You know, he'll ask me, because I like to do the cooking in my house. It's so funny how different we are. Like kids in my house, like, get out of my kitchen. And so now when the kids all come around and they're waiting for me to cook, I'm like, you have to remember you trained them this way. You know? And they do come in if I ask them to come in and do this, but then I have to show them how to do it and what to do. I'm like, ah, screw it. I'll just do it myself. But when Gary will ask me, you know, what are we having for dinner tonight? And I tell him we're having English muffin pizzas. He gets excited.
Oh, I love that.
He's a 63-year-old man, but he's excited. Of course, he wants 10 of them. I'm like,
that's okay. Whole wheat, all veggies, tomato sauce. Come on, maybe give them a salad to even it out.
For sure, yes.
Fill that tummy up.
You know, the one evil thing that I do put on my whole food, plant-based, whole wheat, mini pizzas, and I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek, is Kalamata olives. They're not evil at all.
Oh, I love those.
I do too, but they give this fabulous little salty kick, and they're a whole food, and they give you a little mouth feel, that little bliss point, you know?
I like capers.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had those in a long time.
I use a lot of capers.
You use them. What do you put them in?
Pasta, if I'm doing a stir fry. I did tofu scramble the other morning, and I wanted it more Italian, so I put in tomatoes and mushrooms, and I had an eggplant from my garden. It was about the size of a silver dollar, but I ate it.
Oh, cool.
Eggplant in there, and then capers.
That's cool. Are capers the little things that come off of juniper plants? They're like little tiny green berry things,
They're
right?
just little tiny green things that come in a jar.
Yeah. I think they come off of juniper trees.
Well, that's an odd thought.
Yeah, I want to look at them. I want to taste one. Do you have some?
Oh, yeah. I have a giant jar of them. You okay?
Yeah, I'd like to try that. You know, it's always fun, too, because we have so many different ideas that we bring to each other, right? Like, I'll text you, or I'll call you, or I'll send you a picture. I'm like, look what I did.
Yeah.
You know, or you do the same thing. And we are hopeful that you, our listeners, are finding value in these conversations, knowing that really, if you just open your mind, if you want to get something different, you have to do something different. And if you just open your mind and say, okay, don't say, can I change my diet? Say, how can I change my diet? How can I change my lifestyle? How can I change my outcome?
And do those two little action steps.
Yep.
And I still go back to add 5 fruits and vegetables. If you don't want 10, then do 3 or 4 vegetables and 2 fruits.
That's
today.
Right. Start with a crowd out.
Adding. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Start with a crowd out.
That's
start
right.
With Just a crowd
start
out.
Your day with a crowd out. Start out by putting the apples and the blueberries into your oatmeal. Start out by putting some vegetables and fruits into you could put fruit into salad. You've taught me that.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, it is delicious.
That is where I put oranges and tangerines
in your salads. Yeah, and I hadn't really ever tried that before until you showed me how to do it. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
It's a nice little surprise.
Yeah, it is a nice little surprise.
It's like, ooh.
And I know dried fruits are something you would recommend against doing a lot of just because they're concentrated sugars, right?
They really are.
But a few and little tart cherries in a salad are pretty good.
Yeah, they're not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yet again, this has been another fantastic discussion. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to sit down and visit with you and to just share these ideas and these strategies to help people crowd out the bad foods, bring in the good foods. You know, if you want to change your health and if you change your food, you can change your life. That's the bottom line. So,
and help your family see the light. Help your family start to realize that health is their number one benefit. Health is their number one gift.
That's right.
So give it.
Yeah. Health is wealth, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to our listeners for being here with us on KCIW today. We appreciate you being here on this little radio station and in this little corner of the world. We're so glad you joined us. We'll look forward to seeing you again on another episode of the Ocean Mist Power Hour. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.